And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Friends, this is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Today we're going to be talking about secrets. And this is volume 232 of Secrets. Boy, we got some secrets for you today. Did you know the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, has asked that all the states get together and have a constitutional convention? Oh my. Is that a good idea? We'll discuss that. Did you know also, I've come to find out a great, I'm not going to tell you everything I know about it, but let me just say this. You know, they're beginning to get very deep in manipulating the DNA of individuals. They are now able to manipulate the DNA, even the fertilized egg within the womb. They can go in and manipulate. That means to change it. To make it whatever they want. Now, at first, they thought maybe if a woman wanted, a blue-eyed, blonde baby, you might be able to get that. If you wanted a darker pigmentation or a lighter, they might be able to get that. That right away, we could see that would certainly change life as we know it. But I was reading, I'll tell you about that in just a minute. I'll tell you about that. There is a proposal to manipulate the gene so that the new baby will think a certain way, will think only a certain way. Ah, yes, imagine. Now, how about the God of the Jewish people? I'm working on a tremendous book. I finished it totally. It's being typed now. You know, I've written it. I write everything by hand. Seems laborious. I don't use a computer. I don't type it. I write it by hand, but I guess my thought system goes directly with my hand. You know, I think about as fast as my pen goes. So it works out pretty good for me. In any case, my next book is going to be a shocking book. I don't care if it sells 25 copies or 25,000. It's got to be published because it reveals who the secret God is of Judaism. You may think that the Jews worship the Old Testament God, Jehovah. You are wrong. We'll talk about that. Hey, Ben Carson, good guy, isn't he? Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio. But are they agents of Mossad? Have they been working with the Mossad? Can they be trusted to be true Americans? Why can't we have an America First president? We'll discuss that. Over 100,000. Syrian refugees are now in America. They're here. They're already here. We've taken in up to 1 million refugees in the last decade. You didn't know that, did you? Up to 1 million, including over 100,000 Syrians. What does it mean for America? Well, I've got a shock for you. It's reputed that America now has 35 million illegal aliens. These aren't refugees. These aren't people who came over with one of these H-1B bogus visas, one of these high-tech guys, and were able to stay here and take the job of an American. No, I'm talking about illegal aliens. Did you know that America has over 35 million now? You know, the government claimed for 10 years that we had 11 or 12 million. Every time they said there's only 11 or 12 million, bunch of liars. Now we find out there's 35 million illegal aliens in the United States. They hold 17% of all the jobs in America. But guess what? Obama has one more year in office. I understand. Well, we'll tell you about that. What's going to happen? Oh my goodness, it's shocking. Sam's Club. Have you ever heard of Sam's Club? Discount stores. Everybody's heard of Sam's Club. Oh, yes. Man. They are politically correct. Should we boycott this dirty, filthy, politically correct chain? And then Amazon. Amazon has banned a conspiracy book. They banned a book. They don't want you to read it. They don't sell it. They don't let you buy it. They don't list it. They don't want anybody to even know this book exists. I have not even read the book, but I can't understand. I know the authors of it. They're pretty good guys. They've done their research. It's a shocking book. But who gave Amazon authority to not to do certain books? Are they trying to cover up? Well, let's start off right away. But talk about the governor, Greg Abbott of Texas, is asking for a constitutional convention. He says too many rights have been taken away. Too many rights have been taken away from us. Too many liberties have gone in the trash can. And they're claiming that they're taking the Constitution and they're bending it all out of shape. And now Obama's using his pen and he's making all these executive orders. He doesn't care what Congress says about him. But actually, Congress is not complaining. They're happy. Happy, happy, happy. Hey, our Congress, Paul Ryan, the House Speaker, just gave Obama the next 2 years of money that he wants. Over $600 million for Planned Parenthood each year. He got all that. He got untold billions for the military so we can go over and have all these useless, worthless wars and bring all these wounded warriors back. You know, I spent 20 years in the U.S. Air Force. I don't appreciate that. I don't appreciate seeing other airmen, Marines, Army. When I see a veteran without legs, when I see shaking his body because he's got some problem with his brain, one of these explosive devices went off while he was driving his Humvee and injured his brain, and now I'm just sick of these wounded warriors. Now, you can tell me all day, well, they're brave, they're heroes, we should be thankful for them. Hey, listen, I know they're heroes. I know that they're good men. I lost some friends, too, you know. I went through many years of a worthless war called Vietnam. I know about that. I know. I earned this Vietnam Service Medal. I was there the day a good friend of mine got shot down. He spent about 7 years as a prisoner of war. And he came back a wreck of a man. You can imagine being tortured in that prison camp. I know what it's like. Now, I fortunately never got injured. I've just got the normal things that happen to you as you age over the years while I was in the military. But I don't like our President of the United States sending these troops over to fight these worthless, no-good wars in Iraq, in Libya, in Syria, in all those countries. We need to keep our nose out of other people's business. We didn't have any problem in the Middle East. There were churches over there. There were Christians. You could get a ticket and go as a tourist if you wanted to. I certainly never wanted to myself, but if you want to go to Damascus, Syria, go there and see all those sights. Walk the streets in those places where Jesus, not Jesus, but the apostle Paul was he went all over those places. He was in Syria, in Crete, in Greece. But you can't walk a lot of those places now. They'll kill you. Are you a Christian? You're going to die. They'll cut off your head. They'll do whatever they... Listen, those are madmen. People try to tell me, well, you know, they're getting propaganda told against them. You know, the Muslims aren't that bad. Oh, shut up. They don't believe in our Jesus Christ. They don't believe he died on the cross and was resurrected. They don't believe he's the Son of God. They're scorpions. You know, I once did a audio tape. Maybe I need to bring that out of hibernation and offer it again. It was called Two Scorpions in a Bottle. Two Scorpions in a Bottle. I stated very clearly the two scorpions in a bottle are the Muslim religion and the Judaism religion. The Jews and the Muslims, they're scorpions in a bottle. They're constantly fighting each other. And now George Bush and Dick Cheney, in order to grab the oil and the gold and all the other things of the Middle East, they've thrown the Americans right into the middle of that briar patch. We've been in Afghanistan for a decade now. These are just rats. They're just corrupt, dirty rats. They're murderers. There was no reason to go into Iraq. We know that, well, our intelligence wasn't good. Oh, they manufactured their intelligence. They knew it was no good. Now, the governor of Texas is asking for a constitutional convention. He says they're taking away our rights. Now, the Constitution says we can change it. There's two good ways. One way is for the Congress to pass a constitutional amendment and then for it to be approved by 2/3 of the states. It'll go right into become part of the Constitution. Or there's another way. We've never done it this way, but it's in the Constitution. It says we can change our Constitution by having 2/3 of the states meet. 2/3 of the states meet. Now, not everybody in the state. Each state will vote for its own members. How many members they want to go there? We may send 5 of our state legislatures to this constitutional convention. We may send 10 just good citizens. Whatever way the state agrees to do it, somebody's going to go represent us at this convention. And they'll vote as a block. In other words, everybody from Texas that's there at the convention will vote for Texas. And 2/3 of the states have to approve a change to the Constitution, or an addition, or a subtraction, I suppose. Now, I love Greg Abbott. He's a good man. He's fighting to keep us, safe here in Texas. He's one of the few honest politicians I've seen. The man's in a wheelchair, and he's more of a man than 99.99% of the other people in the United States. Let me tell you that. He's a real man to me. By the way, he's married to a Mexican-American woman, I believe. That's what they call a citizen, you know. We have a lot of great Mexican-American people. We have a lot of them, you know, came across without a green card and all that, too. I'm for building a wall. I'm going to support Donald Trump. I'm for building the wall. But, you know, we've had some Mexican-Americans here in the United States as citizens for hundreds of years. Did you know that here in Texas, we won our independence at San Jacinto, and there were Mexicans fighting for Texas independence? At the Alamo, some Mexicans fought for, you know, Colonel Jim Bowie and Dave Crockett and all, and they lost their lives fighting for Texas. That's the one thing about Power of Prophecy Ministry. I want to tell you something, folks. We're not discriminatory. We're not prejudiced here. Every once in a while, I'll read some online. Well, Tex Mars, he's anti-Semitic. He's anti-Jewish. He's anti-this. He's anti-that. He's anti-black. He's anti-Mexican. Baloney. Let me just tell you a secret, friends. You know, did you know that in heaven, you're not going to be white or black or brown or yellow or anything else? You're going to have a new body, an immortal body. And we don't even know what kind of body it's going to be. It's going to be a spiritual, evidently. Think about that. You're not going to look at a person and say, well, now you were a Mexican back on earth, weren't you? Or you were Chinese on earth, weren't you? We have many good people of all races in the United States. I'd like to keep the percentages that are here now of every race. I really would. But I don't want to bring in a bunch of Jews. I don't want to bring in a bunch of Muslims. I don't want to bring in a bunch of Buddhists. I don't want these other religions. Now, there is one thing that's good. By bringing all these people in here, we don't have to go over there as if we were a Christian missionary. If you're a Christian missionary, well, you don't need to go to a Muslim country. You got plenty of Muslims right here to reach, don't you? That's a good thing. The only problem is all the churches now are changing their mind. Why? The Muslims are already saved. They believe in Allah. They don't need Jesus. That's nonsense. Well, I'm going to have a whole program on that next month. And it's going to be a packed program because the Pope has sent out an encyclical saying that if you're a Muslim, or a Jew, you don't need Jesus. He says even atheists don't need Jesus. Well, let's face it. The Pope is not saved himself. He's not saved. Of course he's not. If he was, he'd believe what Jesus said. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Now, Pope Francis, you can say all that you want to about who's going to go to heaven, but Jesus makes the final choice. I think I'm going to leave it to him. I think you're an idiot. You're stupid. And Jesus knows everything. How about that? Don't you try to refute Jesus. Listen, my good friends out there. You've got the Bible. Don't say, well, the Bible said that, but I don't believe that. Well, you're in trouble. You better get in line. Well, I know that Jesus said that in the Bible, but, you know, I think we've grown bigger than that now. We're more educated. Oh, yeah? Really? You are. I get letters every once in a while. It's a text. You shouldn't say, you shouldn't call people idiots. You shouldn't call them dummies. You should not say those things. Hey, I'm just telling you what they are. If Jesus said, no man comes to the Father but by me. If a guy said, well, I don't believe that. Well, I know you're probably some kind of a alien from Venus or something. Because it does say no man there. So you're not a man. Maybe you're a transgender. Maybe that's why you don't believe it. Okay. I don't know. But back to the convention, the Constitutional Convention. I think Governor Greg Abbott of Texas is a good man. But let me just ask you this question. If you've got corrupt officials as judges, as congressmen, as senators, as bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., as governors, if they're corrupt, it doesn't matter what the Constitution says. They'll make up a lie and say it says something else. Well, yes, the Constitution says you can have a right to bear a firearm, but ha, 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 we're taking away all the bullets. The Constitution doesn't say anything about bullets, so we're going to take away your bullets. It's a prison offense for you to have a bullet. Yeah, you have all the guns you want, but you can't have any bullets. See how they'll play? That's how they'll play with you, folks. They'll play with you. Ted Cruz says he wants to be president. Is he a natural-born citizen? What does natural born mean? It means you're born from the womb of a woman who is a citizen. Okay? You're natural born in the United States. Now, Ted Cruz, his mother evidently was down in Delaware. His father was a Cuban living in Toronto, and little Cruz was born there in Canada. The first, I think, 7 years of his life, he was a Canadian. Was he natural born in America? No, he wasn't born in America. He's not natural born United States citizen. Now, both of his mother and father were American citizens. That would, even that would be a problem if he's not born in the United States.
Well,
they can make up, you know, look at same-sex marriage. The Supreme Court voted 5-4 with homosexual Supreme Court, the Chief Justice, John Roberts. He was a homo. He is a homo. He is a homo. He is a homo. I said that four times. I've been telling you for ever since the guy was chosen by George W. Bush that he's a queer. He didn't even have his children. He adopted them. He doesn't have sex with women. He has sex with men. People evidently don't believe that. He's the only guy that gave us Obamacare. If it weren't for his vote 5-4, we would not have Obamacare. Think about that, folks. We owe Obamacare to George W. Bush and to John Roberts. He voted to give us Obamacare. And we got it. He says same-sex marriage is okay according to the Constitution. I defy him. Listen, I taught constitutional law at university level. I taught American and local government. I taught political science at the university. I have a degree in political science, in fact. And I want him to find anything to do with same-sex marriage in the Constitution. In fact, the Constitution left that up to the states. Listen, if the state of Texas wants to marry a frog and a rabbit, they can do it. It's up to the states. Now, I think that would be a little extreme, but you know. But same-sex marriage is not in the Constitution. And suddenly, after over 200 years of having the Constitution, suddenly it's been discovered. Wasn't that something, Jerry? Jerry's here in the studio with me. They found it in the Constitution. Over 200 years they've been searching for it. They finally found same-sex marriage. Listen, when I was a young man, it was shameful to be a homosexual. Shameful. And now they're getting married? That's just preposterous. It would take an idiot to do something like that, to approve that. Well, John Roberts is an idiot. Now, every president doesn't go out and just pick his own man as Supreme Court judge. He has somebody that does it for him. You know, there are people that he has constitutional experts and lawyers and such. Now, he had a man working in the White House. George W. Bush had a man. His name was Ted Cruz. He worked in the White House. One of his jobs was vetting. They call it vetting now. That means checking out the qualifications for Supreme Court and other federal judges. So George W. Bush needed a new Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. He assigned this job to Ted Cruz. You see, Ted Cruz and his wife both worked at the Bush White House. Ted Cruz is an old, he says, I'm an outsider to Washington, D.C. He's a liar. He's been there that's the only job he's ever had. Working as some government, you know, lawyer. Shyster. But he had a responsible job there. He was in charge of finding a good conservative man to be the Chief Justice of the United States. That's a real responsibility. So he went in to see George W. Bush one day. And he said, I've picked the right man for you, sir. His name is John Roberts. And here are all of his qualifications. So now let's just look at this, folks. Who gave us Obamacare? John Roberts. John Roberts. The vote was 5-4. If he had voted the other way a conservative justice, we would not even have Obamacare today. It would not even be there. He voted for it. Said it's constitutional. It's not in the Constitution, but he said it was. Now, what gave him the right to vote as Supreme Court Justice, the Chief Justice, in fact? Well, that would be George W. Bush. But wait, isn't George W. Bush a conservative? Surely he wouldn't give us the guy that stuck Obamacare down our throats. Surely he wouldn't appoint him the Chief Justice. Oh, yes, he would. You see, these people are not really Republicans. They're not really conservatives. They're a bunch of corrupt gangsters. And George W. Bush gave us this homosexual man, John Roberts, to be our Chief Justice. He did it because Mr. Roberts was recommended by Ted Cruz. Think about that. Now, you folks in Iowa and New Hampshire, you're going to vote in these primaries. Are you going to vote for Cruz, who gave us John Roberts, who gave us Obamacare? Cruz is the one that's responsible for Obamacare. Now, did Ted Cruz know that John Roberts was gay? Of course he did. Now, I have a suspicion that Ted Cruz is as queer as a $3 bill. He's homosexual as can be. Why do I know that? I'm just conjecturing. I don't know of anybody that's had sex with him that's a male. But I can just look at his face. Look at him. Doesn't he look like a homosexual to you? And the fact that he gave us, he's the one who gave us John Roberts. He says, well, I made a mistake, didn't I? Yes, you did. I bet many of you listening to me right now don't even know that Ted Cruz was in the Bush administration. Do you know what his job really was there? He was the guy that vetted the federal judges, but he also had another job. He helped take care of all the paperwork, everything necessary to integrate the United States, Canada, and Mexico together, creating the North American Union. Ted Cruz has been called the father of the North American Union. Now, the rotten people over the Council on Foreign Relations, they've been pushing for this North American Union for many years. They put out a book entitled Building a North American Community. Building a North American Community. It was written by 8 members of the Council on Foreign Relations. It said, we need a North American Union. We need to get rid of our Supreme Court. We need to go to a court for all 3 nations. We need to erase the border with Mexico. Our new border should be down with South America. So all of these refugees coming over now, so-called refugees, these young people coming over from Guatemala, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Honduras, Panama, and all those countries down there, that'll be our new border. And that's what we have now. That's the border. We don't have a border with Mexico anymore. That's the North American Union. They said, we need a new bank. We'll take the Fed Reserve and make it a bank for all 3. We need to integrate the North American Union with the European community and with the Asian community and so forth. Wow. We need to end the constitutional sovereignty of the United States of America. Who would do such a thing? Well, let me tell you, one of the authors, the co-authors of the 8 people that actually wrote this book for the Council on Foreign Relations. It was Ted Cruz's wife. Yes, Ted Cruz's wife. Ted Cruz's wife. She worked in the White House with her husband. And she was responsible for putting together a North American Union. And they lied to us, and George Bush would laugh and shrug his shoulders. We don't have anything about North American Union. I don't know anything about that. He was just a liar. He was a liar. Folks, they were building the North American Highway right here in Texas, about 40 miles from where I'm sitting right now today. They were building this giant new highway. And George W. Bush lied and said, I don't know anything about that. The government are a bunch of liars. And Ted Cruz and his wife, golly, his wife Heidi, she's one of the authors of the book. Now, Ted Cruz was asked about the Council on Foreign Relations. Did he support it? He said, no, it's a pernicious nest of snakes. Vote for me. His wife was a member, one of the senior members, one of the people who wrote the building of the North American Union. And he was one of the guys implementing it in the White House. What greater traitor to America can you get than Ted Cruz? But he says he's Southern Baptist. It was like Donald Trump said. You know, I just don't remember many Cuban Americans being members of the Southern Baptist Church. I don't either. Yeah. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tex Mars, Power of Prophecy. We have a lot more secrets to reveal. Stay with us, won't you? Conspiracy World. You know, that's the name of one of my favorite books that I've written. Conspiracy World. I call it a compendium of secrets and, well, just things they don't want you to know. An amazing book. It has, several hundred articles in it on all kinds of subjects. Conspiracy World. It's a big book. I'd say it's probably over 400 pages. Big format. And we'd be glad to send it to you for just $25, $5 shipping and handling. $30. $25 for the book, Conspiracy World, and $5 shipping and handling. It is, my friends, a conspiracy world, and we want you to know about it. Our address, of course, is 1708 Patterson, P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N, Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. You can phone us toll-free, 1-800-234-9673. Or you can also go to our website, powerofprophecy.com, and type in the book, go to our list of books, and look for Conspiracy World. You'll be amazed how many conspiracies there are, friends. I'm Tex Mars, and let's return now to Power of Prophecy. Well, let's go back to our Secrets, Volume 232 today. I was asking about that Constitutional Convention. I'd like to see us at least try it. If we can, you know, have some protections, because you got to watch it. You know, the conspiratorial folks, I'm talking about the glorified elite that think they rule over us. They could put a lot of ringers in there, a lot of, you know, terrible folks into this, and they end up rewriting the Constitution, taking away our rights. So you got to be very careful in how you set this up. But I think it's a good idea overall. Now, I mentioned the DNA weapon. Now, I was reading an article by Abraham Foxman, the director of the B'nai B'rith's ADL, the Jewish ADL, Anti-Defamation League, so-called. And Foxman said it would be a good idea to be able to use DNA, to manipulate DNA. I don't know if he used the word manipulate. But he said we need to be able to change the DNA so we can get rid of all of these anti-Semite people. And I read that. And that was pretty shocking, you see, because I've done a lot of research on DNA, and I wrote a book entitled DNA Science and the Jewish Bloodline. DNA Science and the Jewish Bloodline. We have it here in the ministry. I believe it's $20 and $5 shipping and handling. $25 for the book DNA Science and the Jewish Bloodline. So he wants to change DNA. He says, you see, that some people may be more likely to be born to be anti-Semites, I suppose. Or maybe your parents were, maybe you had an uncle, he was an anti-Semite. Maybe, you know, you're from Germany and your great grandfather was a captain in the, you know, German Luftwaffe, the German Air Force. Maybe you might think that same way. So they go in before you're born and manipulate the DNA. And they change it so that you're born as a little baby loving the Jews. It's already in your genes. You love the Jews. Why, you'll give the Jews anything. Nate Foxman didn't say this exactly, but I'm thinking, you know, the Jews want a new world order so that they can be the leaders of it. They can control it. They want the serpent, Satan. That's who they worship. They worship the serpent. I know you say Tex, you're just thinking that. Sure, they don't worship the serpent. Yes, they do. Watch, my friends. First of March, we're going to have a new book out entitled The Holy Serpent of the Jews. It won't be out till the 1st of March, but watch for it. It explains this secret revelation I have discovered. I'm telling you the truth. The top Jewish rabbis now worship Satan, the dragon, the serpent, Leviathan. That's who they worship. That's their guide. They pray to Satan. They pray to Satan. You said, Tex, that's incredible. That cannot be true. Yes, it can be true. It is true. Now, since they pray to Satan, they want to change DNA. And you know, scientists say they're on the very cusp of, they're about to be able to do it in a couple more months, they claim. I suppose, you know, you can make a man love America or hate America. You can make a man want to be a Muslim or not be. They're claiming now that they can take a certain DNA in your cells and change them and make you think a certain way. Boy, what a tool for Big Brother. You'll love Big Brother. Your DNA will tell you to. You cannot escape it. You can't get away from loving Big Brother. And the Jews want this. They're working on this. I have discovered that there are Jewish scientists working right now in laboratories, being paid by the governments of this world to create DNA which forces the individual to think a certain way. They can fix your DNA. Think about that, folks. You may not even know what happens. You're a lovely couple. You have a little baby, and you don't know. They go in, and they use what's almost like a syringe, a very tiny incision, so small you can't even see it with your naked eye. And they go in, and they put in DNA cells. And your baby will always believe something that you say, how did he ever think that? How did he ever want that? How did he ever know that? They could make him a homosexual. They could make him very totalitarian minded. They could make him a servant, a pliant, docile, plastic servant of Big Brother. This is what science has come to. Is Jesus going to allow this? I don't know. I think he might. He might want us to see how very wicked the world is getting. Now, Paul warned us of science, so-called. There's a science that's just so-called science. It's not really science. I think this is that science. This is that wicked, dark science. They'll make you a better person. Well, you won't be an anti-Semite anymore. But the Jews, they hate Jesus. They hate Christians. They want to set up the New World Order. They own all the world's banks. Well, shut up. You don't really believe that. Well, you've got DNA. You're a better person. You love Jews. It doesn't matter what. You'll serve them. You'll break rocks for them. You'll, you know, polish their cars or shine their shoes, whatever they tell you to do. Because your DNA tells you to. It's been fixed. Now, let's go on to some other things here. For example, Ben Carson, Ted Cruz, and Marco Rubio. You know, I've been looking at the money they've been taking in. And I was just reading about Ben Carson. He's been getting an incredible amount of money. I don't know where all his money comes from. Did a doctor make that much money? I mean, even though he's written a couple of best-selling books, did he really make billions? Well, millions at least. But it seems that Ben Carson went to Israel. Don't all the candidates? They're all brought there, paid. Their trips are paid for by the Israeli government or the Mossad, the secret spy agency of Israel. When he went there, they don't go to see the Palestinians. Oh, no. They're too low class. They see the Israelis. And it seems that he told the Jews, why don't you just, he suggested, Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson said, why don't you just take all the Palestinians, put them on buses, and force them to go with you and take them out into the desert. I mean, Egypt's got a lot of desert. Just take them out there. Huh? I'm sorry, Dr. Carson, but it was the Palestinians' country in the first place. When the Jews got there in 1948, they've been taking it away from the Palestinians since 1948. And now you have the gall to suggest that the Israelis bring buses in and take all of the Palestinians out, leave their homes behind, and force them out to live in the desert. And this guy's supposed to be a kind guy. He said, I'm just awed by Israel. He's awed by Israel. Yeah, well, he's an idiot. Well, he's got a new person on his political campaign. Seems that Ben Carson has named foreign policy expert, political strategist, George Birnbaum. Oh boy, a Jew to his foreign policy team. So when he gets to be president, if he ever gets there, Ben Carson will have Birnbaum to be probably Secretary of State or some big position like that. George Birnbaum. You know, I wanted to know who George Birnbaum was. Who is this guy? Turns out he's an Israeli. He's former chief of staff to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He's worked with two other Israeli prime ministers, Ehud Olmert, who just went to prison because of corruption over there, and Ariel Sharon. Can you believe that? The guy who's chief of staff to Netanyahu. Golly, an Israeli. He's now the foreign policy advisor to Ben Carson. Meanwhile, you know, Huckabee just got back a couple of weeks ago from Israel. He went over there because he says, you know, the Jews in the United States have been giving Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio and Ben Carson a lot of money, but they haven't given me enough. I need money too. He went over there and talked to him. He told him, you know, I believe in you 100%. I'll back you. Just give me money for my presidential campaign. Boy. Of course, Rubio, he's got Paul Singer and all of these Jews giving him millions. He's going to vote their way, immigration. They're going to get Planned Parenthood. Everything they want, they're going to get from Rubio. These are Republicans, folks? I don't think so. Well, I found out that over 102,000 Syrian refugees are now in America. See, we go over and bomb. We go over and kill people in all those villages and towns in Syria. And then we provide a way for them to come to America. Did you know we have our agents over there signing people up? First, we bomb a village. We kill maybe, you know, 300 or 400 people out of 1,000. And we tell those that remain, well, you know, you could be bombed and killed too. But we'll give you asylum in the United States. All you have to do is sign this document. And we'll give you an airplane to go on. We'll bring you to the airport. We'll put you on the airplane. We'll give you all kind of money. We'll give you clothing. You'll have an Obama phone like everybody does. You'll have free medical care. You'll have free clothing. We'll give you money for up to 9 months at, you know, $30,000 or so. And you can live in America. Hey, what kind of good deal is that? I mean, America is bombing your village, your town. But that's okay. They got a place for you in America. Over 102,000 they've admitted to. That means they probably have 300,000 in America. You know, they lie to us. They just lie, lie, lie. It's what the government does. They're a bunch of liars. Their father is the devil, and so they lie just like their father. Now, Obama says in the last decade, he's brought in over 800,000 Muslims. 800,000 Muslims. He says we need to be kind to them. So here's his strategy. He goes in and bombs Iraq. He goes in and bombs Afghanistan. He goes in and bombs Libya and Syria. He kills all kind of people over in the Middle East. And we get blamed for it. But that's okay. Because you see, he's a very kind man, Obama is. And he's going to bring them over here and give them political asylum. And as refugees, he's going to pay for everything. Their medical care, their food, their clothing, their rent. He'll even give them an Obama phone. I mean, you know, he says he's a good man to these people. Oh, goodness gracious. Well, another good person is Sam's Club CEO. Her name is Rosalind Brewer. She was on CNN recently, and they were just really touting her. She says, "We at Sam's Club do not believe in discriminating against women." Now, listen to what she said. I want you to listen to this. This is the head, the CEO of Sam's Club, the department store, discount store chain. She says, quote, this is Rosalind Brewer, now the head of Sam's Club. She told CNN, quote, "Today we met with a supplier, and I noticed that their entire side of the table was all white males. I did not like this. I decided I would not talk directly with them. I left the room." She said, "I had an assistant to call the supplier and tell them we would not even discuss buying their products because they didn't have a woman in the room." She said, "We will nudge suppliers at Sam's Club to hire more non-whites and women for top spots." You know, she's a bigot. You know, how does she know that? And there's 3 or 4 guys over there wanting to give her their products to sell. She said, well, none of you are women, so I'm not going to deal with you. How does she know that these men didn't work their back ends off their whole life to get where they're at? How does she know? Maybe women have other top jobs there. How does she know? She's just a bigot as CEO of Sam's Club. My advice, dear friends, don't shop at Sam's Club. Now, at the same time, I understand CBS has a new detective series they want to do. Remember Nancy Drew? If you're a woman, you probably read Nancy Drew, the detective. You know, the young girl, she was a detective. I always used to see those books in the library when I was a kid. Nancy Drew, detective. They're going to make a TV series out of it. That's nice. Nancy Drew, detective. But CBS put out the word, we don't want to hire white people. We will not hire a white girl to play Nancy Drew. Huh? They are casting now, and they're looking only for a black girl to play Nancy Drew. Well, they said they would sacrifice a little bit and maybe have a Pakistani or an Indian. So it's either a black girl or a Pakistani or an Indian girl will play Nancy Drew. Goodness gracious. CBS is bigoted, aren't they? These politically correct things, they just make me sick. Well, another chain that's pretty sick is Amazon. You know, Amazon.com is the world's largest online bookseller. All my books are there. Now, I understand at one time, the book, Judaism Discovered by Michael Hoffman, my good friend, Judaism Discovered, it's over 1,100 pages. And they refused to carry it because it exposed what the Jewish religion really was. 1,100 pages of truth. They would not carry it. Well, he raised some cane from him. He got other people to write letters to him complaining. They finally said, okay, we'll offer the book, Judaism Discovered. Well, now there's another book out. Professor James Fetzer, he's a PhD. And by the way, he graduated magna cum laude from Princeton University. Pretty distinguished professor, isn't he? From Princeton University, Dr. James Fetzer. By the way, he was also at the University of Minnesota. He was in the Marines as an officer. He's the author of over 30 books. Well, as a researcher, he discovered some very interesting and strange things going on up at Sandy Hook. Remember the young man that we said went into that little school, elementary school there, and killed those kids? Well, Dr. Fetzer got with 12 other researchers on this. And they've been researching this for a couple years now. And they said, guess what? Nobody died at Sandy Hook. They've written an entire book about it. It's amazing. 425 pages. They've written a book entitled Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. But I saw the pictures. I saw them. Didn't you see them? Of the parents and of the kids. Didn't you see that? Well, it seems as though those kids continue to be seen. I think back and I said, well, I never saw a funeral. I never saw any kind of thing for those kids. They didn't bring the kids out dead. Well, what really happened there? Well, Dr. Fetzer says nobody died there. The government kept all the press out. They were given all the facts by the state coroner and the state officials and the federal government. But nobody ever saw a young child brought out. Nobody ever saw a dead child there. I wondered why was that? Well, it turns out that Dr. Fetzer says nobody died there. You see, the government wants to take our guns away. They want to end the Second Amendment. They want our guns, friends. And they made up this fictitious story of Sandy Hook. Now, they've torn the school down now. Did you know the school had been scheduled to be torn down? And these people did their double checking, and they found out that the school had no kids, had no students going there. It was an empty building. Wow. An empty building. No students. So how could somebody be killed there? But we saw the pictures, didn't we? Well, I've seen a lot of pictures. In fact, I have a whole book on pictures taken in the Soviet Union that were all doctored by Joseph Stalin. That's what evidently is done here. It's an amazing thing. Now, folks, I haven't done the research on Sandy Hook, but Dr. Fetzer has. Dr. Fetzer is a very careful researcher. Now, he put the book, they offer the book on Amazon. And guess what? Amazon says, we won't sell this book. We will not offer it. Why is that? Well, Amazon says we have a, quote, content validation team. Content validation team. And it met and said, this violates our guidelines of books. Violated the guidelines. Now, evidently, they offer over 3 million books. 3 million books through Amazon. Well, I don't know how you could even store that many books. 3 million books. But this is one of them they won't let you buy from them. Wow. Now, folks, with declining retail bookstores, there's just almost no bookstores left out there. One chain after another has closed its doors. People have to get their books online from Amazon, from Barnes & Noble, and just a few others. But they're beginning to be a censor. How can they say this book doesn't meet our content guidelines? Now, Dr. Fetzer wrote him back and said, I'd like to know what your guidelines were. And they didn't write him back. They won't tell him. But they have no guidelines. Their guidelines is you cannot tell people that nobody died at Sandy Hook. But what if they didn't die there? Well, you just can't tell them that. That violates Amazon's guidelines. Well, nobody died at Sandy Hook. I'm thinking of offering this book through our, books store right here at Power of Prophecy. There must be a reason why they didn't let anybody have this book. Written by over a dozen of the top researchers in America, including this very distinguished professor from Princeton University, Dr. Fetzer. Why is it they won't offer the book Nobody Died at Sandy Hook? Unless, perhaps, nobody died at Sandy Hook. Think about it, friends. Now, here's something for you. This really gets me mad. Obama. His chief of staff declared yesterday that Obama had a lot more surprises for us. He's got a lot more executive orders to issue in the coming year. He's only got 1 year left. 1 year left in office. And he's preparing what his chief of staff said is going to be a, get this now, an audacious executive order. What does audacious mean? It means outrageous. It means incredible. It's something that's gonna pop people's eyeballs. An audacious executive order. Now, I've done some checking around with some friends in Washington, D.C., and they tell me that they have heard, again, this is secondhand information. I can't confirm it yet. They believe that what Obama is going to do, this is the top people in Washington, D.C. He has already had his people in Attorney General Lynch's office checking this out. I'm going to write it up. An executive order that will pardon over 35 million illegal aliens. Think about that. 35 million illegal aliens. He's going to give them a pardon. They've all broken the law by coming to America. He's going to give them a pardon. Presidential pardon. Now, folks, the presidential pardon system was not meant to pardon a whole group like that. It was meant, you know, there might be an occasional person that's been convicted of a crime, and then it's been found out that maybe he didn't do it. Maybe there were witnesses that testified against him wrongly. Maybe new DNA evidence has come out exonerating him. Or maybe he's already spent 30 years of a 35-year sentence, and he's been a good man and all that stuff all these 35 years, and maybe he deserves a little break. Maybe he's an old man now. He deserves a break. They give him a presidential pardon. So it's for the occasional, very rare person who's in prison to get a pardon from the president. Very rare. Well, Obama's going to pardon all the illegals in America, all illegal aliens in America at once. Folks, that is a criminal act. Now, you see, there's where they read the Constitution the way they want to. They're going to tell you, well, Obama, he's the president. He can pardon whoever he wants to.
Goodness gracious.
Think about it, folks. If he pardons all the illegal, that ends that war, doesn't it? That ends that war. If Trump or whoever is elected president, they don't need to worry about illegal. We don't have any illegal aliens anymore. They've all been pardoned by the president.
That'll be the first time in the history of the United States that illegal aliens have been pardoned. That's a scam. That's outrageous. It's outrageous. Now, what's going to happen to the rest of the world when they hear?
I mean, when a gentleman or a person down in the Philippines or down in Guatemala or Peru, Argentina, maybe over in Singapore or Red China, they read in their newspaper, they hear that 35 million illegal aliens have been made legal all in one sitting by President Obama. He can sign one sentence and say, all the illegals in America are hereby pardoned. That's it. Six or seven words.
They're all going to want to come too. Well, if he pardoned all those 35 million, he's going to pardon me too.
Of course. Of course he will. Why, they haven't been enforcing their borders for years and years and years through three or four presidents, neither Democrats or Republicans. They're coming over in droves. I'm going to go too. Folks, there's over 1 billion Indians
over in India.
1 billion. There's over 1 billion Chinese. Now, folks, in India and China alone, there are seven times as many people as are right now living in the entire United States.
Think about it.
They could bring over 500 or 600 million. They could flood our nation.
Obama's already, he's inviting all these people over. He's bringing them in left and right, left and right, left and right.
And he fully, I believe if he thinks he can get away with it, he's going to pardon over 35 million illegal aliens. I believe he will do this, and I think he'll save this for his last days. He's already getting out the word now. Don't worry. Just stay where you're at. Come on over to America, because once you get here, you can stay. I'm going to pardon every illegal alien in the United States. He's going to do it. It's going to be in his last days, and all the Democrats will, and all the congressional Republicans will.
Because they are un-American. They are un-American. That, my friends, is why we need to secede.
We need to do it legally. We don't want to break the laws. We don't want to hurt anybody. We don't want any violence.
But we must secede. We must form our own nation. Let's leave the criminal, corrupt element behind. Let's have our own nation. I don't care what it's called. I don't care if it's called Texas or the new United States, whatever it's called, let's do it right. Let's do it the Christian way. And let's leave this rotten country behind. I'm sorry to say that. I love America. I love the old United States of America. Before Obama. Before George W. Bush. Before Bill Clinton. We must secede.
I'm Tex Mars. You've been listening today to Power of Prophecy. It's been my great pleasure having you as my guest. I pray that you'll tune in each week during the same time and discover the power of prophecy.